There's power in a single partner who helps you build a better employee benefits strategy. Begin with retirement, the foundation of securing your employees' future. Now layer in everyday health, mental wellness, and financial balance. And finally, essential protection for life's curveballs, from illness to income loss. Now that sounds like a complete benefit strategy, one that protects your people and powers your business. Talk to us at employeebenefits@oldmutual.com about Old Mutual Corporate's integrated employee benefits solutions. Old Mutual Corporate is a division of Old Mutual Life Assurance Company SA Limited, a licensed FSP and life insurer. T's and C's apply.
You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And as always on a Wednesday, I speak to Scott Glow, portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak in Cape Town. Start where we would normally end, Scott. What's the all-share index, please? Where did it close?
Oh, JSE, what a day for them. But we'll get to that. You actually asked me. JSE today closed at 1.55% positive. I mean, it was a... Was a great bounce back. I mean, we opened up slightly positive this morning.
Yeah.
And we sort of hoovered up to that medium-term budget speech.
Yeah.
Was it negative? I mean, with the government reopening,
yes.
That optimism, that sort of made markets in general fairly positive this morning. But I mean, as I mentioned to you a little bit earlier, I mean, we I was in another interview. Let's call it lunchtime-ish, and I had an idea what the markets did up to that stage. You know, which companies performed. We still had a nice chat about retailers, specifically on the back. Yeah, but it was a general chat. I mean, I'll do some name dropping with Mr. Shapiro, and he says, I mean, I think it's not for the widows and orphans, and he's not a trader, and blah blah blah, all those disclaimers. And then he said, well, but he think we should be buying the Foschini Group, and he made a valid point.
That's strange for him because he can't stand retailers.
He pretty much can't stand the South African economy. But he actually mentioned he actually is becoming more bullish.
Very good.
And when you look at, you know, something like the Foschini Group, we quickly had a look, and while we were chatting, and we actually realized it's actually true. The Foschini Group yesterday closed at levels that we've last seen in the let's call it that worst case scenario environment of COVID-19 then to 2020. So we're not just at 12 month lows.
It's a 5 year low, is what you're saying.
It's literally a 5 year low. So I mean, so that's the backdrop. And when I now looked at markets as it closed, I mean, wow, man. And I still had the conversation on ShopRite. ShopRite at that stage didn't know if we're going to be positive today or negative. So it was really fighting to stay positive. Closed the day at 2% up. You know, your Mr. Price is 1.62% up. In general, was a really, really solid turnaround for, let's call it, the typical SA Inks and banks. Oh, banks, they absolutely loved it as well.
Really? Okay, we'll come to that in a second. So this is a good SA story, and that's aside from commodities, of course. Yeah. And there was good commodities news in the MTBPS medium-term budget policy statement, which we'll touch on as well. But I want to talk to you about Woolies, and I want you to look back to August, what the price of Woolies was back in sort of August, early September time, when it was about to be, or was announced it would be leaving the MSCI index. Have you got that to hand, please, Scott?
Yes. If you take August, but if you like, look at, I don't know where you want to get to, because that's the same time you had that interview with Bicky, John Bickard.
Yes.
And on that stage, let's call it that late July, it actually closed at what's wrong about that, let's call it 48, 49 rand levels.
Okay. So it's rallied about, let's call it 9 to 10 rand per share, which is around between 15 and 20% since the removal from the MSCI, which is something that person that you mentioned touched upon. But one other thing, the reason that I called him was because that he believed that the people were being too negative towards South Africa, much too negative, especially regarding an article, I think, in the Wall Street Journal. It may have been in the Washington Post, I don't know. But he was bullish. And given what we've seen in the mini budget, so-called, pretty good. I think that everyone was in a pretty good mood. And in fact, the minister did say, you know, it's very gratifying to see that his opposite number in the opposition, the shadow finance minister, didn't walk out during the speech. So everyone was sort of touchy-feely, very, very happy with each other, and bullish for SA. Scout, can it last? Or will it be another government of national unity fizzle-out rally?
I don't think so. I mean, anything can always happen with this GNU, this government of national unity. But I always say expect the unexpected. I watched the budget speech, and I felt an optimism that I didn't feel for many years. And it wasn't an overly optimism. It wasn't something like, oh, wow, we've got so much money. It's just going to be beautiful. We're going to take over the world. Not that type of speech.
You know what it is? I think what you're trying to say is it wasn't horrible.
No. No. And it was clear targets. Like, we're talking about the debt that still should peak this year, and they were fairly firm on that, and we should start seeing that the debt levels decrease next year. And it was no we should and could and might, and it was firm. We're seeing debt peaking at this fiscal year, decreasing the next fiscal year. They were talking about the GDP levels. They again upgraded our growth for this year and telling us that we should see it improve. I think the big one was most probably the expected one was the inflation numbers. But I mean, we're not going to get into the medium budget speech. And I know you've got a great interview lined up with 91, and they'll look at all the numbers.
Yeah, they were pretty happy. I mean, I don't want to talk behind their back or get into trouble from governance or anything like that. But the two people that I interviewed were generally sounding a little bit like you, without saying it in such a forceful way that you always do, and that's why we love you, Skulk. You wear your heart on your sleeve, especially when it comes to South Africa, which is great. Anyway. A good MTBPS.
So you were asking about Willys. I think Willys. Let's just run through what, because there might be a few listeners out there that didn't see the trading update. So turnover, up 6.2%. It was, if you look through the numbers itself, I would say it's not something that stood out again as something being mind blowing. Wow, it was like 15 or 20 or whatever. It was just solid numbers. Even from country roads. I mean, you and I, we've been vocal. We've been, vocal on just get rid of the rubbish and let's just split the two companies, the food and then the fashion, beauty. But this time around, I looked through and all the numbers looked stable. I mean, country roads up 3.3%. Suddenly, things are a little bit more stable. And as this gentleman we talked about earlier, I think he mentioned something back in the interview that he values the food business within Woolies at around about, I think what he said, 53 or something like rand.
Yes.
And on that stage, as you mentioned, Woolies was trading at 50 rand. So he said, well, you're pretty much getting the rest of Woolies for free.
Exactly.
We did some calcs as well, and we're actually a little bit more optimistic on that stage. We valued the food business around 56 rand per share, and so it's actually a great opportunity, and I think just add to that, they add a share buyback of 6.9 million. So that's about 300 something million rands. It's got 350 million rands worth of share buybacks. Mm-hmm. Now, a company usually, you know, I've often said this on this podcast, a company that buys back their own shares, that's a very positive sign.
Well, it's positive, of course it's positive, because it reduces the pool. But the other thing is, they haven't got anything else to do with the money at the moment, which sometimes, if they keep on buying back, people say, wait a second, you've got to deploy this cash, this liquidity elsewhere, do something. I know what I'd do with Woolies. I would take all the different clothing brands and everything and scrap them, and I'd have two. I'd have Woolies Classic, which is the reasonably priced stuff, and I'd have Woolies Select, which is you know, something that the Scalp Lowe's of this world would go for. You see what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a good idea, but be that as it may, it was a wonderful reaction of the Mr. Market today. I mean, the share price reacted 9% positive, and long may it last for the shareholders. I mean, this has been a company that's been under a bit of pressure, and it seems like there's a bit of a pickup. But again, when I go through the numbers, it didn't look as if the company is struggling, and I think one can extrapolate that again and saying, well, then South Africa might just be picking up a little bit. I mean, this is, again, a clothing, food retailer. And if they're picking up, then hey, maybe the rest of the business are picking up as
This has been let's hope so. Fingers crossed. Let's move away from South Africa now. We are unreservedly, cautiously bullish. There you go. Unreservedly, cautiously bullish on South Africa, particularly when you see some of the valuations, which if you've got a good company that's going through hard times at the moment and you look back to its COVID numbers, like TFG, for example, then have a serious look at it. Don't plunge in, but have a serious look at it. Now, let's talk about commodities. The gold price went to, to 3,000? What am I talking about now? Where is it now, Scott? 4,100 and it went to 4,400. Wasn't that the high very, very recently?
I'll bring it up.
4,398 was the high. It went down to very close to 3,900. So let's call it 4,400 to 3,900, rounding it up and down, a $500 fall. It's back now at just below 4,200, a natural bounce back in what has been a long-term bull market. Do you believe it?
Yes. And it's some might argue that say, well, it's easy now to say, but you know, you've asked me this question, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I told you, well, I only see this as a bit of profit taking. I still very much believe that the business thesis or the investment thesis for being invested in gold is still very much intact. And I mentioned it, and I didn't go and buy the weakness. Big of trade, but I did not sell. So I'm really happy with these levels. We've seen two of our gold mines bring out updates yesterday and today.
Anglo Gold, was it? Was Anglo Gold?
Yeah.
Go on. Nice
and
move.
Goldfields.
Yeah.
And Goldfields. What was interesting? So firstly, we've seen Anglo Gold yesterday coming out with a production report, and that production report looked phenomenal. I mean, and not just in a sense of the fact that we're going to get to the free cash flow side, but I mean, this is typically what you want to see a gold mine do. You know, they mined 682,000 ounces exactly a year ago in that quarter, and you know, this let's call it Q3 2025, they mined 768,000. Ounces.
That's a big move.
Of gold.
That's a
17%
big move.
Up. Yeah. 17% up. That's just extra gold being mined in this. Let's call it this quarter. That's exactly what you want to see a gold mine do when the gold price go from $3,000 to $4,000. That's exactly what you want to see. And they also, I mean, you and I have had this conversation as well. These gold mines are printing money. I mean, the amount of free cash flow that they've got is just phenomenal. So we've often said, you know, somewhere along the line, either we're going to see a string of acquisition announcements, because effectively when you've got this amount of cash, similar to what you just said on the Woolies scenario, you either need to go and do transactions or you need to give the money back to the shareholders in forms of dividends. And they've made the announcement today that they can change the dividend policy. It's more a quarterly structure now, but more specifically, they're going to look at paying 50% of the free cash flow, compared to yesterday. Goldfields also giving a positive update, but they mentioned they're going to pay back 35% of the free cash flow.
Tell me about the margins. This is what really gets me excited. Can you quickly give me the margin? They've gone from 683,000 ounces in the quarter the last year up to 700 and whatever you said.
Yes.
Tell me about the margins. Give it to me easy. What did it cost them to get it out the ground? And I'll have a look at the price today. I love that.
Okay. Let's use AngloGold, because that's the biggie for today, man. The movement that we've seen in AngloGold. Let's give the end first. 5.5% up today. While gold fields were down. That's an interesting point.
Strange.
And I think it's not strange. It's when the market says, well, the one company is going to give me 50% of the free cash flow, the other one is going to give me 35% of the free cash flow. That's
not
a good enough reason.
Yeah.
No, it's economics 101. But also, I mean, they did produce a way more gold than Goldfields over the same time. But yeah, I mean, you asked for it. So AngloGold mentioned that they've got two things. They've got the all in sustainable cost and the all in cost and always sustainable cost. All in sustainable cost for this period.
Yes.
$1,720
$1,700 versus its current price of, let's call it, $4,200. They're printing money, Skulk. They must get more out the ground, and they must make hay while this golden sun shines.
That's it. And they're doing it. I mean, we know they're doing it. They that's what they said they're doing it. They've produced 17% more gold compared to 1 year ago.
Sure.
So yeah, this is just a phenomenal story, and I think we're going to read more and more. It's going to be a topic which we're going to be discussing quite a bit in the next, let's call it 6 to 12 months, because I think we're going to see the results. I still firmly believe the gold price is going to remain stable at these levels, and then you're going to see some solid set of returns. Not just results, not just only from AngloGold and Goldfields, but also the Harmonies, the Durban Ruta Purdue, Pan African, even Sibanye-Stillwater. Now 50% of the EBITDA now being made up of gold. So
nice.
Yeah, it's really, really good news.
Good news on the rand now, because the dollar rand is 17.09. That's a 0.4% fall for the US dollar. British pound against the rand is 22.42. Euro rand is 19.80. Euro dollar, 115.85, more or less unchanged. But the dollar under pressure again after a period of strength, a little bit under pressure anyway. British pound against the US dollar, 131.20. Let's have a look at those commodities now, with the gold price at 41.82, up 1.3% or $56 an ounce. The platinum price is up $40 an ounce or 2.5% to $16.39, and palladium, $15.02, which is a near 2% gain. Not such good news on other commodities that are important to South Africa. And this is a good news commodity day for the Republic, because looking at crude oil, West Texas down 3.5% to $58.91. Yes, please. And Brent crude oil, $63.16, down 3.1%. The all-important copper price having a really good day as well, up 1.3% to $5.12 per pound. That's on the COMEX in New York, Commodity Exchange, New York. I'll stop putting the London Metal Exchange price in as well, which is dollars per ton, but not at the moment. Right, let's have a look at the South African bond market after the MTBPS. Oh, goodness me. Look at this thing, 866 for the 10-year, 15 basis points better from 881 on the close yesterday to 866. It's having a lovely day. And the long end of the curve is 20 basis points better, you know, the 30-year, et cetera. The US bond market, we spoke 2 weeks ago and I said I thought we should be buying the yield, selling the bond market at 4%. It went to about 416, 417. I was feeling good about it. Still in profit, 406.5 now, the US 10-year. S&P 500 futures. Someone said that the bubble might burst a couple of weeks, I don't know, 10 days ago or something, and we had a bit of a wobble. Not so now. Steady on the S&P futures for December, 6,872. Can you believe what you're hearing there? And Bitcoin is the final one. Bitcoin was looking horrible. It actually broke 100,000 for a while, went up to 107, now 102.610. It looks as though it's sell the rallies, this one. Don't you think? I mean, we don't talk about crypto much, Skulk, but watching the action of Bitcoin, it doesn't look good to me.
No, okay, so I'm not a Bitcoin follower, so I'm not even going to try and. I just remember it went to that. Let's go 120 over 120,000, went below the 100,000, and it just. You would have thought if the gold price now moving back to that 4,100, 4,000, you would have most probably seen the let's call it the newer version of gold, which it's been called a lot of times.
No.
Yeah, Bitcoin moving in the same direction, but it's not. It's struggling to keep its head above that $100,000 per Bitcoin mark. So, yeah, interesting movements there.
It is, yeah. It really does look like sell the rallies. I don't know anything about it either. I just watch the price movements and look at the graphs, and it's not behaving well. It's a sick market, as people used to say. Right, that's it. Scott, let's have a look at the ups and downs on the JSE. You start today, please.
Okay, so just for interest, like you actually mentioned an interesting thing, how the oil retraced today, and also we've mentioned the strong rally in the rand as well. So immediately you would have thought rand stronger, oil lower,
Cecil down,
but it wasn't. No. I mean, it was sort of a general optimism on South African stocks,
nice.
And that was up to something like 2.2% for the day. But you were asking the winners and losers. Ah, let's concentrate on the winners. Woolies, naturally, the big winner for today. I mentioned it earlier, 8.7% up. Another company that I actually love, it's a little small company called Udeco. That was up 5.5% for today. And then you had Anglo Gold, 5.5%. Momentum, that was up 5.1%. Redefine was up 5%. So it was a good day and a bit of a mixed bag. And it's not something that's been dominated by gold stocks or platinum stocks. It's quite a bit of a mixed bag. There's some gold in there. There's some retailers, some property stocks, and some general industrial companies. So that's a good sign. Let's look at the downside. We've had MTN that actually dropped 2.3%. Blue Telecoms that was down a further 2.2%. With Suntum, interesting enough, that was down 1.5%. And then what's it? Bytes Technologies 1.2%. Interesting enough, just outside, just outside the top five. We actually had the JSE. You would have thought on a day like today.
We spoke about it, didn't we? We spoke about the JSE Limited. What's been going on there? Has it been quietly doing its thing?
Yeah, one of the I'll mention again. Me and David had a conversation today on that, and we were sort of agreeing that the JSE is a company you can actually have a look at. I'm not invested, so let's just get the T's and C's out of there. I'm not invested, but you and I, we've been following this daily trade, and I'm going to mention the daily trade a little bit earlier again. But you remember, you and I had this conversation, I think beginning of last year, so it's about let's go just shy of 2 years ago, and we said that period between 2016, 2018, 2019-ish. We had an average daily trade of about 220 billion per day. And on that stage, just at the beginning of last year, we struggled. Do you remember, Lindsay? We struggled to make a 20 billion.
Yeah, we were going 15, 17 most days.
Exactly.
Wasn't it?
Exactly. And then it turned around, and lately, I mean, we're doing, you know, easily, you know, on a daily basis, we're doing, you know, close to 30 billion. And then you said, well, let's look at the share price. And it was quite disappointing to see. So, I mean, I would just say this is an interesting one to be monitoring, because
you're keeping me hanging here. Let's hear the numbers, please. The share price. What has it done? Give it to me.
Down 1% in a market that has been bullish. No. I mean, the JSE All Share really been running, but the JSE actual share price down 1%. Again, just maybe something to monitor. We've heard today Fidelity Security, of Val Bartman's company, they is planning to have an IPO on this company. We've recently had Optasia. There's going to be CellC being listed. Mm. So there's a few new companies coming towards the JSE, plus looking at volumes in general picking up. I mean, just maybe make a note. Let you and I, we're gonna mark this. Yes, JSE currently trading at 135 Rand levels. We're gonna check this again.
Ask Seth Shapiro fellow next time you see him next week when you're on telly together. Just say, listen, when's your competition starting? Because Lindsay and I are going to put the JSE Limited in your new competition. Well, I am anyway. Give us the indices, please. All good news, I hope. And also, tell me what the platinums did, because we haven't mentioned them. Please go ahead.
Okay, let's quickly have a look here. Yeah, I know Sibanye-Stillwater had a whopper of it there, but naturally that's some gold as well. Mm. Impala Platinum, that was up 2.2%. Northern Platinum, that was up 3.04%. If we look at Valterra 2.91%. And as I mentioned, Sibanye-Stillwater up 3.4%. So PGM's rocking the JSE for sure. Talking about the JSE, I mean, you mentioned earlier, the JSE closed the day at 112,908 points. That was up 1.55%. Being led by the resource index, that was up 2.2%, slightly followed by the financial index. That was up just over 2%. The SA Property Index, that was, it's called third in line. That was 1.6% up. And industrials, maybe just struggling a bit with the stronger rand. That was up 0.87% for today. And now the value traded, as mentioned, again, today another 25 billion traded through the market. So, yeah, positive all in all.
Very good indeed. Skalk, thanks very much. I've kept you late, but it was well worth it. A really, really good day all around. Everything came to the party. Skalk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak in Cape Town. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.